Hello, Symphony. Good morning and welcome to our morning devotionals. Today's passage is 2 Samuel 19, from verse 16 to the end of the chapter, which is verse 43. Verse 16. And Shimei, the son of Gera, the Benjaminite, and Bahurim hurried to come down with the men of Judah to meet King David, and with him were 1,000 men from Benjamin. And Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, with his 15 sons and his 20 servants, rushed down to the Jordan before the king. And they crossed the ford to bring over the king's household and to do his pleasure. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was about to cross the Jordan, and said to the king, "Let not my lord hold me guilty, or remember how your servant did wrong on the day my lord the king left Jerusalem. Do not let the king take it to heart, for your servant knows that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I have come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, to come down to meet my lord the king." Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, answered, "Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Lord's anointed?" But David said, "What have I do with you, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should this day be as an adversary to me? Shall anyone be put to death in Israel this day? For do I not know that I am this day king over Israel?" And the king said to Shimei, "You shall not die." And the king gave him his oath. And Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king. He had neither taken care of his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came back in safety. And when he came to Jerusalem to meet the king said to him, "Why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth?" He answered, "My lord, O king, my servant deceived me. For your servant said to him, 'I will saddle a donkey for myself, that I may ride on it and go with the king.' For your servant is lame. He has slandered your servant to my lord the king, but my lord the king is like the angel of God. Do therefore what seems good to you. For all my father's house were but men doomed to death before my lord the king, but you set your servant among those who eat at your table. What further right have I, then, to cry to the king?" And the king said to him, "Why speak any more of your affairs? I have decided, you and Ziba shall divide the land." And Mephibosheth said to the king, "Oh, let him take it all, since my lord the king has come safely home." Now Barzillai the Gileadite had come down from Rogalim, and he went on with the king to the Jordan to escort him over the Jordan. Barzillai was a very aged man, 80 years old. He had provided the king with food while he stayed at Mahanaim, for he was a very wealthy man. And the king said to Barzillai, "Come over with me, and I will provide for you with me in Jerusalem." But Barzillai said to the king, "How many years have I still to live, that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old. Can I discern what is pleasant and what is not? Can your servant taste what he eats or what he drinks? Can I still listen to the voice of singing men and singing women? Why then should your servant be an added burden to my lord the king? Your servant will go a little way over the Jordan with the king. Why should the king repay me with such a reward? Please let your servant return, that I may die in my own city near the grave of my father and my mother. But here is your servant, Chimham. Let him go over with my lord the king and do for him whatever seems good to you." And the king answered, "Chimham shall go over with me, and I will do for him whatever seems good to you, and all that you desire of me, I will do for you." Then all the people went over the Jordan, and the king went over. And the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned to his own home. The king went on to Gilgal, and Chimham went on with him. All the people of Judah and also half the people of Israel brought the king on his way. Then all the men of Israel came to the king and said to the king, "Why have our brothers, the men of Judah, stolen you away and brought the king and his household over the Jordan and all David's men with him?" All the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, "Because the king is our close relative. Why then are you angry over this matter? Have we eaten at all at the king's expense, or has he given us any gift?" And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah, "We have 10 shares in the king, and in David also we have more than you. Why then did you despise us? Were we not the first to speak of bringing back our king?" But the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel. Amen. Yesterday, we saw King David returning as king after Israel defeated the rebellion that was led by his son. Today, we see three men who each respond to the king in ways that we can learn a lot from. Number one, Shimei. Who is Shimei? We saw him in chapter 16 where he viciously cursed David and flung stones and dust at him. Today we see him coming in humble repentance, asking for forgiveness. He didn't try to defend or explain himself. He came. He knew his offenses was deserving of death. Yet David chose to forgive him. So what can we learn from him? Well, he knew he had sinned, so he came first before anyone else to greet the king to ask forgiveness. I think when we sin, sometimes it is easy to feel afraid of God. We know our offense, we know we fell short before him. Yet, why don't we run to the altar for forgiveness? Perhaps it is fear that God won't love us anymore, or thoughts like we don't deserve forgiveness. But Jesus came to forgive you. Let us not let shame and guilt condemn us into a lack of repentance. Come to him today with humble hearts. Number two, Mephibosheth. You may remember him from earlier chapters. He was Jonathan's son and Saul's last heir to the throne. When David claimed his throne, it was culturally normal and expected even to eliminate all potential heirs. But David instead showed immense kindness to him and let him live with him and eat like one of his own sons. Yet, long story short, Ziba, Mephibosheth's servant, deceived him and made David believe that Mephibosheth betrayed him. In response, David gave Ziba all the land that once belonged to Mephibosheth. But here, Mephibosheth finally explains himself. He said two things that stood out to me. Number one, I didn't come to you to defend myself because you have already given me so much. Who am I to come before you again? And number two, Ziba can have all the land. I don't care anymore. All that matters is you are here now and that you are okay and can return to your throne peacefully. So what can we learn from his response? Mephibosheth cared more about David's return to reign more than his own personal gain. We far too often live ignorant and apathetic to Jesus being king and instead are so focused on what we have or are working towards. Mephibosheth teaches us today that the most important thing is the reign of our King Jesus. Let's allow him to reign over our hearts and realign our priorities today. And lastly, number three, Barzillai. He was a rich, rich man who helped David when he was fleeing from Absalom. As thanks, David offered for him to live with him. As someone with a lot of resources, he chose to aid David instead of being frugal with what he had. So what can we learn from him? Let us be generous with what we have. There are several passages in the Bible that warn us against the allure of money, but if we are to steward it well, we can really lay up our treasures in heaven by truly using it for the kingdom. Whether we have a lot or little resources, there is something we can learn from Barzillai, to be generous and to be a good steward. So let's summarize these three men. Repent, realign, and steward. How does this specifically translate to your life? Let's make some space today to listen to how God is speaking to you. Let's pray. God, we thank you that through these three men, you showed us different ways that we can respond to you today. If there are areas of hesitancy to come before you, I pray, Lord, that you would help us in your loving kindness to lead us back into repentance. Give us a heart of humility. God, if there are things of this earth that we have been far too focused on, help us to realign our hearts to you, to put you as king. And lastly, God, maybe there are some of us who have a hard time being generous, who really think a lot about ownership. But instead, I pray, God, that you would help us to be generous with our resources. For what do we have that you have not already given to us? So speak to us, Lord. We are listening. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.